Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tesla stock slipped this morning after a big 10% boost yesterday, following the news that Tesla could be going private. Yesterday, the company's CEO, Elon Musk, tweeted that he planned to take the company private at a price of $420 a share if shareholders approved it. Later in the day, the company released a blog post saying there was no final decision yet about that move. Joining us now is Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. Callum, yesterday people were talking about the fact that Elon Musk may just be crazy, that these tweets just seemed not right. Trading was even halted for a bit. What do we know today?
Well, what we know so far is that there's no final decision, but that Musk is clearly leaning toward taking this company private. And in the follow-up blog post that he authored last evening, he made it quite clear that while he may bring Tesla back to the public market later, he really does want to bring it back behind closed doors again.
What does it mean to take the company private at a certain price? He used $420 a share. How does that work?
Well, so what he's planning to do is to give his investors a choice, right? So you can either keep your stake in the company as a private investor, or you can be bought out at $420. And so you saw the price go up yesterday, probably for one of a couple of reasons, or maybe some combo. One may be that some investors want to get in now while they still have a chance, and they believe the company is going to thrive as a private entity. Or they're just trying to get in and essentially flip it, because the $420 price would be a premium. It'd be a pretty nice return.
Right now, it's around $370 a share.
Exactly. And so if you buy in around then, in fact, $420 is higher than Tesla has ever traded. So you would stand to gain a profit if you wanted to flip at that price.
So why was trading halted? Who shut that down and why?
So NASDAQ regulators shut it down for about 2 hours. And a halt on trading usually happens when there is some kind of major news that both sellers and buyers need time to absorb. So it could be a big acquisition or something like that. And it's really just sort of a protection to make sure that investors are making informed decisions.
This is why companies don't do what Elon Musk did and just share things that are market movers in a tweet.
Well, that's right. A halt is often more planned than what we saw yesterday. Sometimes it takes the form of a delayed opening. So, right, maybe a company knows that day they're going to make some big announcement and they don't begin trading on the market right away, again, to give investors time to make their informed decisions and absorb the news. NASDAQ regulators didn't really seem to know what to make. In fact, there was some speculation among analysts yesterday that Musk might just be a joking around with everybody. We've seen him do that before on April Fool's Day, right? He joked that Tesla was maybe going to go bankrupt.
Well, and the fact that he used 420 as the number, some people looked at that and said that's got another connotation involving marijuana. So that maybe he was talking about that. We don't know. Would taking Tesla private, though, solve the company's problems? Because it is having production issues.
Right. So Tesla recently hit a milestone of manufacturing about 5,000 of the Model 3 sedans a week. That's a good mark, but some analysts wonder if it's sustainable. It's notable to me that in that blog post outlining his rationale, Musk did not say production problems were among the things he was trying to solve. What he really seems to be trying to do is lift some of the pressure to hit certain earnings and manufacturing milestones. He wants to have the freedom to make decisions that might hurt the company in the short term, but that he believes will pay off in the long run.
That is Callum Borchers, senior innovation reporter at WBUR. We will watch what happens with Tesla. Callum, thank you.
Glad to be with you.